Okay. Benji Katz asked if we could dedicate today's shiur to someone whose yahrzeit site is today. He didn't tell me the relationship. I assume it's a relative. So the shiur is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Yoel Tzvi Yaakov ben Harav Leib Chaim HaKohen. Shem Shaddai ben Aliyah. Okay, so we're moving on in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. And we'll talk now about the din of Mubareth and Meinekes, which we find in Se'if Zion. The Mishnah tells us on the Zion Amin Aleph, Eliezer Omer, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaitan. So there are four women where there are different expectations about the Re'iyas Dam. As opposed to the three way Machlokas Tanan we have in the Mishnah Daf Beis. So here, when it comes to these classes of women, there is a lower expectation of seeing Dam, and therefore where they do see Dam, we're not concerned about a potential earlier Re'iya, because there's no presumption that they're expected to see Dam. And this category includes Besula, Muberes, Meinika, Uzakena. So Besula is not our concern for the moment. A woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, and Uzakena, a woman who's postmenopausal. So for our purposes, we're focusing on Muberes and Meinika, which are two classes of what we call a Misuleka Samim, a woman who does not expect to see Dam. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Ches Amid Beis, and we'll come back to this, that Muberes is Misha Yivada Ubra. When is a woman considered to be a Muberes? That she's considered to be a Misuleka Stam. So that's at the point that her pregnancy is known. Says the Gemara, a few lines in the bottom, Vekama Hakara Sa'uber, Simchas Omer Mishum Rebbe Meir Shlosha Chadashim. So Hukar Ubra is considered to be 3 months into the pregnancy. The Alpha Pishain Rai Ladover, Zech Ladover Shanaimar Vehiga Mishlosh Chadashim Vigomer. Okay. And then the Gemara has the following in Daftes Amid Beis, about a dozen lines in. Bamina Yehusama Saba mi Rabbi Yochanan. Higia eis vesta bimei ibura. So if a woman has a vest during yimei ibura, velo badka, and she doesn't perform the bidika in the onas vest as required, mahu. So what's the din of that woman if she didn't do a bidika the onas vest while she is a mu'uberes? Says the Gemara, Kamibaili, Aliba demanda Amar, Vestos deraisa. The question is, even if you hold Vestos deraisa, which normally speaking means that the necessity for a Bedika, Biyom Havest is Likuva, Mai, came into Vestos deraisa by Bedika, Adilma came into Dame Musulakala by Bedika. So do we say that once, if we assume Vestos deraisa, even though she's a Musulakas Dabim, she still requires a Bedika or no? The fact that she's a Misuleka Stamim does not require a Bedika. Okay. Armalei Tenisur Meir Omer Im Haisa B'machbei V'giyah Shasvest of Labaka Tahora Shacharada Misuleka Zesadamim. So the din is that if a woman is in a situation where there's some pachad, she's in a cave, she's in a dangerous situation, that has effect on her normal cycle. In that situation, if she doesn't do bedika, she's tahora. Time bedika charada. Halakha charada v'giv asav labadka tamei. Am avastas araisa. V'kei bedika charada damem misalakin v'la bai bedika. Achanami damem misalakin v'la bai bedika. So the Gemara concludes that this should be analogous to the case of machbe, that if a woman is considered misalakas damim, there's no need for a bedika. And we'll see in the Rishonim, by extension, whatever is said by bedika should probably apply to the requirement of Prisha Samach Levest as well. So here we have a major machlokas Rishonim. Is the Gemara talking about Bidi Eved or Lichachila? When the Gemara says, do you require Bidika? Is that a Lichachila question? But everyone agrees, is that a Bidi Eved question? Everyone agrees that Lichachila require Bidika even from a Selek Estam. And the question is, if you didn't do Bidika, is she Tahor Labaila? Or is all question whether you need a Bidika at all, even Lichachila. So the Ramban writes in the end of Perek Hay of Hilchos Nida, the Ramban writes as follows. Let me try to pull that up on the screen. Okay. The Ramban writes, Ha'isha shahaisa nechbet b'machbe nivnei pachad v'igia yom vesta chashesh eslo afilu lo haya ves kavua. So in the case of nechbet b'machbe, the woman that's the next of in Shulchan Aruch, the woman is in a cave, she's hiding, there's pachad that creates dysregulation in her cycle, so she has to still be chosheshes for the yom vest. But if the Yom HaVest passes and she didn't do Bedika, she's Mutaris Labayla. So both the Mubares wants its Hukar Ubra and a pregnant woman for the 24 month, a nursing woman for the 24 months of nursing. I feel may spin up. And Avriz Van Vesta, Mutaris Shamish, came in Shalarasa. Alpha P, Shalom, Batka. So the Ramban is talking about Bidiyavid. It sounds like Lichachila, you require a Bidika, Biyom Havest, Bonus Havest, even from a Salaka Stamin. The whole question of the Gemara is Bidiyavid, which is a simple reading of the Gemara that we have Lifaneinu. The Lashon of Gemara was Higia Eis Vesta Bime Ibur Velo Batka. She didn't do Bidika. So it sounds like Lichachila, you definitely need a Bidika. The whole question is Bidiyavid, what's it in? And that's what the Ramban seems to be saying, that lichachili, need a bedika, bidi'evid, if you didn't do bedika, then she is mutares le'baila, even without a bedika. And presumably, by extension, there would be a requirement of prisha samach levest as well, that goes hand in hand with the requirement for a bedika. The Rashba, both in the Torah Sabayis and in the Chidushim, assumes not that way. Torah Sabayis by Zayin Shar Gimel, Einan Choshishos Levest on Klal. That there's no concern for Mislakas Damim for a vest at all, even on a Lichachila level. And that's what the Ramban has in his Chidushim here on Daftes Amud Aleph. He quotes the following. Okay, this is the Rashba Dibur Maskil Hachanami. Hachanami Damem Misulaki Velo Bai Bidika. Bidik Amar Velo Bai Bidika Mashma Dafil Chachila Lo Bai Bidika. So we focused before on the initial line of the Gemara. The Gemara's question was, "Vaminei he is vesta b'me ibur v'lo batka mahu." So blaka sounds like lechachili do require bedika. The Rashba focuses on the last line of the Gemara, "Hachanami damem mitzulakin v'lo by bedika." V'lo by bedika sounds like there's no need for bedika, even lechachila. The mitzulaka stamil megarmi chashvin Allah. So number one, there's no need for bedika. Number two, there's no chi of a prisha be'onas havest. The chen kasher Rabbi Sena Bali Tosfos, it's not in the Tosfos on the page, but it is in the Tosfos Rush and the Balamar. Vafilamand amr vestos daraisa. So even if the old vestos daraisa says this opinion, that doesn't apply to mislekas damim. Because she can lead the kai milan kamad amr vestos darabana. So the Ravid, those who hold, like the Ramban that we started with, so they focus on the beginning of the Gemara, as we noted, the framing of the question of Lo Batka sounds like Lechachila, you do require bedika. And the Rashba is partial to the first shot, that there's no need for bedika at all, even lechachila, and by extension, there's no din of prisha samach levest, because once we establish that a woman is misalek asamim, there's no expectation of seeing them, so there's nothing to be concerned about. There's no more chazaka orach bismano ba. And that is the opinion of Rov Rishonim, that there's no need for bedik at all, even lichat chila. Now, the Sefer Vestos Balacha, here in Simon Aleph on the Sif, points out that he thinks it's apparent from the Rashba in Torah Sabayis that the Rashba wasn't goreis the words v'lo badka in our Gemara. So, as we have it, the Shaila was b'mine higiyes vesta b'ibura v'lo badka mahu. So he thinks the Rashba didn't have the words v'lo badka. Then the question is, what's the din? So what's the din? I could be asking, even as a lechachila matter, is there a need for a bedika? And that's what the Bach says, the Rush wasn't going right said, even though in our Rush it does appear. And he says it's mevurar, that that's the case in the Chidushei Haran as well, because the Chidushei Haran asks the question, why did the Gemara not say v'lo badka? So apparently he didn't have the gears of v'lo badka. So be that as it may, so that may, you know, if you have the Gemara Lefaneinu, it's a little bit a kasha reisha seifa. The mashmos of the reisha is that we're talking about bidiyev, and the mashmos of the seifa is that we're talking about lechachila. So if you accept that some of the Rishonim had different girsa and didn't have the reisha that we have it, so then it's a little more glatt that there's a more robust consistency that the whole shaila is one of lechachila, and maybe you don't need a bidika even lechat chila. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Gimel, Sif Zayin says as follows. Okay, just started getting very windy here. Mechaber writes, "Imegia vesta b'mei ibura, misha hooker ubra obi mei minikasa shehem kavdal chadash mishenol ledavlad, afilu mei savlad, einos richa lifer samuch vesta, afilu b'saf vesta mitars lodika." So he passes like we saw in the Rashba that there's no, there's no requirement of prisha bonus avest, and there's no requirement of a bedika. So the lush of the Mechaber is Samach Levesta. There's no din of Prisha Samach Levest, but it says the Shach, Sivkas and Kaf. Why does the Mechaber say Samach Levesta? Should be talking about Smicha, Prisha Be'onus Havest. So he goes into the Prisha, Mashba Dafka Samach, Chavab Asman Vesta Atmo, Sarach Lifrosh. V'miyu Ein Zediyu Gamor. You don't get that sense from the Rishonim. The Shach says that the Lashon of the Mechaber is presumably Lav Dafka, and it's not just that there's no din of Prisha Samach Levest, there's no din of Prisha Be'onus Havest, there's no din of Prisha at all. Okay, so when does this din of Muberes kick in? So we just saw the Gemara in Chasam Advez that it kicks in at Hooker Ubra, and the Gemara defines Hooker Ubra as 3 months into the pregnancy, which would mean that up to 3 months into the pregnancy, a woman still has to be concerned about any vestas that she has, and would have to be Noheg, the Din of Prisha Samach Levest, and Bedika B'yom HaVest. Now, there is a Machlokas that begins among the earlier Achronim, and becomes a little bit more relevant in the later Achronim, in the more recent Poskim. How absolute is this din of 3 months? Or you could frame it, is the din of the Shira 3 months, or calling that Hooker Urb, is that a Simin or a Siba? Or do we need to establish definitively that the woman is pregnant? And typically speaking, at least earlier times, the only way to really know a woman was pregnant was when she was visibly showing about 3 months into the pregnancy. And it was normal for a woman to possibly have regular Rias Dams up to that 3 month point. So is it a simen or is it a siba? Is 3 months critical of itself, or is that just indicative of the fact that a woman's pregnant? But once a woman is pregnant, then if we know some other way that she's pregnant, then there's no din of vestos either. So in the Sidrei Tara, a simen kuf tzadi dalet sivkat en zayin, simen kuf tzadi dalet sivkat en zayin, he understands in the Tshuvas Avodas Agirshuni that Hoker Ubra was a simen and not a siba, meaning to say that you have to establish a woman's pregnant. Normally, you establish a woman's pregnant when she's visibly showing. But if she's pregnant otherwise, the din would be the same. And the Sidrei Tara argues and says, no, even if we know that a woman is pregnant through whatever medical evidence we have, the din of Misalekas Damim still only kicks in at the point of Hukar Ubra. And he says, that's the mashmos of the Gemara on Chesam and Beis. Midu taima ela mishum derosha kaved aleha, veivar kaveden aleha. That at a certain point, her body becomes heavy. And it sounds like that's what affects the cycle of Ria. That the reason that she stops having regular Rias is not just that she's pregnant, but it's a certain stage of the pregnancy where the evara kaveden, and that affects the cycle. In the Sefer Vestos Balacha, he points out that he thinks this is a mevurar in the Chidushei Hatashbeitz in Nida. The Chidushei Hatashbeitz and our Gemara here on Tes Amud Aleph. Which has the following lashon. Muberes umeinika misulekas damim hi, ve'ena chosheshes levesta rishon, lifrosh mimena baila osa ona. So if a woman is a misulekas damim, a muberes or manika, so she's not concerned about the earlier vestas that have been established. V'davka achar shlosha chadashim libura. That's only once she's 3 months pregnant. Aval tosh shlosha chadashim, v'nod al pi b'ki and she muberes. But within 3 months, even if it's known based on the experts that she is pregnant, choshesha sevesta. So she still is choshesha sevesta. So that's mefurash, that even if we objectively know that a woman is pregnant, the halachic status of muberes, as far as vestas is concerned, only kicks in at the 3 month point. Yes, Usher.
So along with these shitos, say like a woman has like a standard vestas would happen within 3 months for certain, let's say Vesas Kavua on day 30, mm-hmm. but say a woman has a heter, or for whatever reason she pushes off doing a bedika until she's past the 3 month mark, do we say that now that she's already it's already hooker such that even though her Vesas was earlier, she's now muteris without doing it? Or is it really as long as the Vesas is anywhere from the 3 month period, there's a chiv of bedika?
Again, if I understand your question correctly, you're saying, let's say a woman has a ves kavua, or maybe an onabenis, we'll see that has the din of a ves kavua, so she has to do a bedika. We'll talk about a ves she'ena kavua, according to many, that may require a bedika also, but let's make it easy. A woman has a ves kavua b'mei yibura, so she has to do a bedika in order to be mutaris abayla. So for whatever reason, she didn't do a bedika then, and she went on for another 2 months without doing any bedikas, and she was poresh mibaila for that amount of time. And now the 3 month mark kicks in. So now it's hukar ubra. Do you still need a bedika from previously? I presume yes, because the reason that you need a bedika previously is because rechoshesh. Maybe there was some kind of ria then, and you have to establish that there's no residue of that ria. I don't think there's a statute of limitation, no different than a woman is not muberes, a regular woman, let's say she has regulated her cycle in such a way that she's not going to see any, she's not supposed to see any dam for the next 2 months. And she didn't do a bedika at her yoma vest. And now it's 6 months later, she hasn't seen any dam yet. So yeah, you have to do a bedika then, because even though medically there's right. no reason to believe she's going to have any more dam, but that establishes that you're moving on from that original ona.
Right. Even though that, I think with what Rebbe just said, that the only time that we're really concerned that she would have ever have seen dam would have been 2 months earlier. Meaning, like, there's no worry that she would have continued seeing over the course of the past 2 months. It's just that maybe she started to see for a normal period of time 2 months ago.
Right. So I think that's the, call it a low plug, but that's the nature of the requirement to bedika. I think so. Okay, so moving to some of the later achronim. So the achronim address the possibility of nishtanu batvayim, that perhaps the reason that there's a concern that up to hukar uber, up to 3 months, a woman has to be choshesh original vestos, is because there's a likelihood that even in the early stages of pregnancy, a woman can continue to see dam through some regular or approaching regular cycle. But if the evidence is that women generally do not see dam once they become pregnant, so is that some kind of nishtanu atvayim that would change potentially the din? So Yavne Nezer, in a very brief line, writes in Yoredeya Simen Reish Lamed Ches Os Gimel, Yavne Nezer Reish Lamed Ches Os Gimel, Ein lanu lismoch al dimyonenu levad b'hanola l'mikutayin v'kimlei l'chazal b'al yishokan arach shen eshtana. So the only time you have the right license to say nishtanu atfayim is where it says nishtanu atfayim in shokan arach. If in shokan arach there's no indication of nishtanu atfayim, so we can't change the din from shokan arach based on our sense of nishtanu hatfayim. And that bottom line, even though from a slightly different angle, is the bottom line of Ibkiv Eger, Kama Simon Kuf Kav Ches, that there's no more license to be makel nowadays to not require bedikos, even if we know a woman is pregnant prior to the three month point. And the Sefer Vestas Balachi points out that you see from Achuvas HaRadvaz and maybe others that this mitzias of women not regularly seeing dam early on in her pregnancy existed already in the time of Shulchan Aruch. It's not that this is something that changed post Shulchan Aruch, but the facts were such even in the time of Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Kav Aleph, the Radvaz being a contemporary of the Mechaber, who references the same idea that there is this Nishtanu Atfoyim that women would not be seeing dam in the early stages of their pregnancy. Even though Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from doctors on page 287 that even nowadays, it's true that the majority of women do not see dam once they become pregnant, but a not insignificant minority do. He says, he quotes from doctors that a third of women see some kind of dam during the first 3 months. But Ramosha, in Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph, on a theoretical level, is makel for a pregnant woman, let's say once they have a pregnancy test and established that they are properly pregnant, not to be choshesh for vestos, even within 3 months, because of the Nishtanu Atfayim, and it's not the norm to see dam. But Ramosha there writes as a bottom line that one should still be machmir lechachila to do bedikos and to be no a prisha beonus avest, at least out of deference to the machmirim. In that tshuva, Ramosha quotes a tshuva the Noda Bihuda. Again, this is Igros Moshe Chela Gimel Nun Beis, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis. Today is the Yarset of the Noda Bihuda. So the Nod Vihuda Kama Evan Ezer Simon Samach Tes. This is a true of the Nod Vihuda famous for a different reason. Because this is one of the important marmakomas on the topic of post mortem insemination and paternity. But his context is the Yibam issue. You know, the Maisa was that a woman gave birth 9 months after her husband died. And people are tumulting that maybe the husband wasn't the father because she had gone to the mikvah after her husband had died. Or she saw Dom after her husband died. So Moshe quotes for the Nod Behuda the following line. Sha'alti po l'rofim v'amru li shadabri zeh shechiach ma'od ma'od l'rov b'har bein Hashem. That I asked the doctors, and the doctors told me that it's very prevalent for many women shabetchilas iburan ro'os v'shofos dam b'shas v'estan chodesh v'shnei chodashim. It's very prevalent that women in the early stages of pregnancy, the first month or two, will have a normal significant flow. So the Nodavihu there disputes the assumption of Nishtanu Atfayim, in fact, that plenty of women do see Dam. So Moshe comments that it must be that's a Guzma, because so what does he mean? He asked the doctors. Most women in the time of the Nodavihu didn't go to doctors to have babies. So that means that all the people that gave birth at home, which is a vast majority, said they weren't familiar with such a mitzvah. Who went to the doctors? That was a small minority of the population. So if everyone else didn't know this fact, and he had to go to the doctors, and the doctors only had access to a small percentage of the population, so how reliable is their representation? And how reflective of the norm could the representation be? So that's Ramosha's comment on that line. Yeah, Usher.
Sorry, just a small thing. Is the Nodia Behuda saying that there is a flow such that it would render a woman Nida while pregnant?
Well, if a woman sees Dam, it definitely would make her a Nida. But the question is here, well, there are two levels of the question. Number one, a factual question. Is there a nishtanu hatfayim in point of fact that it's not the norm for women to see dam, which in theory, if nishtanu hatfayim could affect the halacha, would then change the din of prisha samach levest or the requirement for bedikos. So there are two different threshold questions. Right? Number one on fact, and number two on din.
Right. The reason I ask about what the Nodi Behuda was saying about the Matthias of his time is it's much easier for us or Rav Moshe to say that we're talking about a minority, not just because of the proof that Rav Moshe brings, but you know, just medically, if you know Reboy Dom is a real concern at the beginning of pregnancy, then like our doctors today said that's in a minority where there's such that you wouldn't be able to rely on Kulos Ksamim. Which it sounds like Nodi Behuda is talking about.
Well, cool. Some would apply across the board regardless. No, if there are... I don't think this would affect the Dinam Oksamim.
I mean, at some point, we always say that there's a level at which Kulos Ksamim is no longer helpful for a certain amount of dung, no?
Oh, you mean in terms of volume? Yes, yeah, so that would be the same... The only issue on the table here is, would we say that the Chazaka Oruch Bizman Abba is somewhat mitigated, and we're not concerned to require Dina Prisha or Bedika because it's not the norm to see Dam during that time. So that's a Messiah's question, then it's a Din question. If the Messiah changes, does the Din change as well? So Ramosha's bottom line is that even on principle, he thinks that there is a Nishtana Atvam argument, and once a woman establishes that she's pregnant, there wouldn't be a need for B'dikos or Prisha, the Yom Vest, but still, a Lechachilu should be Machmir out of deference to the other Machmirim. And that's what he writes to Rabbi Eider in Tshuva Aleph of the Tshuva printed in the back of Rabbi Eider's Sefer. Now in the Vestos Balacha, he does point out that in an early Tshuva, one of the Chatzitzos Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Zayin, there Ramosha seems to adopt another Yudas approach. That plenty of women do see Dam, and the din hasn't changed, which is a much earlier tshuva. And he points out, he says that he heard from Tamid of Ramosha that in practice Ramosha was actually makel not to require bedikos and prisha against what he writes in the tshuva, that you should be machmir. And he writes that he spoke to Rabbi Frist from Chicago about this, who told him that he once wanted to ask Ramosha about the different indications in Ramosha's Chuvas. And he met Rabbi Eider on the way to go into Ramosha, and Rabbi Eider told him that he already has Ramosha, and Ramosha told him to print all the Chuvas, even though they say different things. So whatever Ramosha's bottom line position was, most of the later poskim are machmir, that we treat a Mubaris during the first 3 months not as a Mubaris, meaning the din of Mubaris, as far as Vestas is concerned, is only relevant the Hooker Ubra at the 3 month point. That's the position of Rav Avadya. That's the position of Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Kuf. That's what Rabbi Eider quotes in chapter 1, footnote 85. Chapter 1, footnote 85, he quotes that from Aaron Cutler. And that is the, I would say, majority position among contemporary poskim, to be machmir within the first 3 months, that you have to keep the original vestos and the dinner prisha and bedika. That's Rabbi Willick's position. Lemaisa, it's of relatively limited relevance. Most women do not have a vest kavua. So the only thing that we're talking about is a vest she'eino kavua. So most situations, a woman will not know definitively that she's pregnant until she passed that month's vest she'eino kavua anyway, be it a vest chodesh or vest haflaga, or even an ona beinonis. Although sometimes, depending on the length of the haflaga, you may have a positive pregnancy test before that yama vest, or maybe possibly before the Ona Beinonis as well. Rabbi, in the Vestas Balach, he quotes in the Orchos Rabbeinu that the Chazanish was Mekel across the board. But again, it sounds like, and he asked Chaim Kanievsky about publishing this Orchos Rabbeinu, and Chaim Kanievsky told him he should publish it because that was the Chazanish's position. But again, most of the contemporary poskim are Machmir. In the Piskei Das, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Avayasha the following on page 288, that even if we are machmir for Muberes within the first 3 months to be choshesh for Vestos, he doesn't think you have to be choshesh for an ona beinonis. Why is that? So that's based on a Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Pei Tes Siv Katan Lamed Vav. Sidrei Tara Simen Kuf Pei Tes Sivkatan Lamed Vav, that the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. So again, Sidrei Tara Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Vav, Piskei Tshuva Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Aleph. So Sidrei Tara writes that even a woman who is Choshesh for Vestos during Yimei Ibura, so you don't have to be Choshesh for an Ona Beinonis. Because Ona Beinonis is only relevant where you don't have a Vest Kavua at all. So if you don't have a Vest Kavua at all, so then an Ona Beinonis becomes a default of Vest Kavua. But if a woman has a Vest Kavua, and then she's Mishana one time, so she always sees on Gimel, so she sees Gimel of every month, And then the following month, she's Mishana from the Ves Kavua. So there, the original Ves Kavua stands. But you don't have to be Choshesh, for the Onabena is created by the new Vest She'eno Kavua. So anytime Shino Vesta, the new Shino HaVest doesn't create a new Onabenonis. So we'll talk more about Onabenonis as we go on, Kuf Beites. But that's the position of Sidrei Tara. Chabas Das argues, Be'urim Kuf Beites of Katanun, Kuf Beites of Katanun. So Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying, and the Shevet Levi has this as well, that even if in general we're machmir for the Chavis Das, that even a Ves She'eino Kavua creates an Ona Beinonis, but by Muberes, where anyway there's what to be makel about, you could be makel not to be choshesh for the Ona Beinonis, because that's equivalent to a woman without a woman without a Ves Kavua, who was, or one who has a Veskavu, who was Mishana one time. Okay, so we'll talk more about Ona Beinonis as we go on. But again, this is of limited relevance because in many situations, a woman is not going to have a positive pregnancy test until she passes all the first month's Vestos anyway, Haflaga, Ona Beinonis, Vesta Chodesh. And then by that time, if a woman, as long as the woman doesn't have a Veskavua, there won't be any relevance to this din of Prisha or Bidika within the first 3 months of pregnancy. Okay. The corollary to this din of Muberes is whether Muberes could be Kovas, a vest, during her pregnancy. So that's the end of Kuf Pei Tes Iflamed Gimel. Kuf Pei Tes Iflamed Gimel. Muberes li acher Gimel Chadashim li Ibura. Umanika kol kavdali chodesh acher leidas avlad, ena kavas vest. So if a woman who's a muberes has a very abnormal situation of, seeing dam in such a way that could create a vest kavua, but that doesn't create a vest kavua to be concerned about postpartum. If a woman sees dam and she's a muberes after hooker ubra, so that's going to create a ves she'eino kavua. But even if you have the ingredients to create a ves kavua under normal circumstances, that's not going to create a ves kavua for a muberes. Okay, so that's not, if you take a look at the Shachar, Zipkat and Ayin Gimel, he discusses that there is a machlokas we showed him here. So why is it the Mechaber Paskins Lekula, not Lechumra? He has certain Yisodas and Psak, which are important to see, but we're not going to talk about it now. Okay, so the other din, Muberes always goes together with a Meinekes. So the question of Nishtanu Atvam by Meinekes would lead you in the opposite direction. The presumption of the Gemara for a Muberes is that a woman could see Dam within the first 3 months. And the norm nowadays is that women do not see Dam within the first 3 months. The opposite is true by Meinekes. The presumption of Chazal is that a woman for the 24 months of Hanukkah is not going to see Dam. And nowadays, it is much more common that a woman, even if she's nursing, is going to see dam. So does that change the halacha in the other direction? Do you say that a woman can't be kovas a vest bimei hanukkah now? And what does that say about being choshesh for vestos bimei hanukkah? So Ramosha writes, and this is the generally accepted psak. Ramosha has this in the second Shuvah Rabbi Eider, that Lamaisa, once a woman begins seeing Dam again, Bimei Hanukkah, a woman's nursing, but at some point, even after she starts nursing, she's likely going to begin having regular, perhaps slightly irregular, re'ias again. So at the point that a woman begins having her re'ias b'mei hanaka, then she has to start being chosheshes for an ona beinonis. And in principle, even a ves kavua from before her pregnancy. That if a woman establishes a ves kavua before her pregnancy, so that's not of concern b'mei ibura, it's not of concern b'mei hanaka. But once she starts seeing dam again, even toch yimei hanaka, so now ona beinonis starts again. And you have to be choshesh for a ves kavua that existed from prior to the pregnancy. Now, even though, again, it's most women don't have ves kavua, so it's not terribly relevant. The Rav Avner has a kula that maybe there's what to be mekel about nowadays, even though we're machmer b'mei hanaka, that you know, the ves will start again once a woman sees dam, even if it's b'mei hanaka. But there's what to be mekel about now to be choshesh for ves kavua from pre-pregnancy. Okay, so let's begin talking now about the din of bedikos, the onas havest. So the Mechaber writes, Sifkas is the din of machve. We may come back to that, but for now, take a look at Siftes. Shar Nashim meaning not a Mubaris and not a Manika, not Machbe, normal woman. We just spoke about, we began with the exceptions. Now we're coming back to the normal situation. Shar Nashim, Tzrichos Bedika Kishayagia Havest. So normal women who have normal cycles require a Bedika Bishas Havest. Aver Havest V'lo Badka V'lo Regisha Tahor V'lo Bedika. If the vest passed and she didn't do bedika, she was supposed to have done a bedika, she didn't, she's still Torah. The Yesh Omrim Shasura Ad Shetivdok, that if she didn't do bedika beyond a vest, she's Asura until she does a bedika. Again, we're talking about a vest kavua here. Im Yesh the vest kavua, Shuhu Yom Lamed Afvishen Kavua. It's either a vest kavua or an Ona Beinonis. And the Ma says, V'hachi Nahug, like the second day in Shulchan Aruch. So this Machlokas we showed him goes as follows. The position of Tosfos, Tesai Namad Aleph, Dibur Maskel, the Rav Nachman. Tesai Namad Aleph, Dibur Maskel, the Rav Nachman. Is that since Vestos are Dirabanan, if a woman failed to perform a Bedika, the Yom Havest, she is Tahora Labaila, even. I'm sorry. Since Vestos are Dirabanan, Isha Shiesh La Vest, Vlo Badka, Bishas Vesta, Vachakach Badka, Masasa Tahora, Tahora Labaila. Mionir Lachachila Tzvicha Livda Bishas Vest. So Tosa says, if we would say Vestos Daraisa, so then if a woman didn't do a Bedika B'yom HaVest, then she's going to be a Sur Labaila, because Kazaka Aruch B'zman Haba, and she didn't do Bedika, we assume that she saw Adam, she missed it, and she's a Sur Labaila. The only way to become a Taras Labaila is if you do Bedika B'yom HaVest. But since we hold Vestos Darabanan, you need a Bedika to establish that there wasn't any Dam. But if you didn't do the Bedika B'yom HaVest, which you should have done the Chachila, as long as you do the Bedika some point later, then she's going to be Mutares Labayla. So that's the position of Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, that since Vestos Darabanan, a Bedika B'yom HaVest itself isn't Likuva, to be master of the woman Labayla, but you have to do Bedika at some point in order for her to remain Mutares Labayla. Okay, the Ran in Shvuas Daf Hey Amud Aleph B'Daf Be'erif writes as follows. Lefikach nira li, the inuzal savri, the chachamim Rabbi Yeshua, the army tibadek lafluget tanakama did who? Who the asu? Skipping. Kol sha'avra vest, lama tehet sarach livdok. Why is there a need for bedika after the onus of vest? For a kol isha sheyesh la vest, shalabishas vesta, misalakas dabinhi. That any woman that has a vest kavua, once the onus of vest is done, is over with, she's considered to be a misalakas damin, because there's no expectation to see dam then. Dimishim hachi amrulei dayashaita. That's why you have a notion of dayashaita that we're only concerned about a woman's ri'iyah during the owner of the ri'iyah. The lama nachosha you damin mitsuyim ba shelo b'shas havest, v'nei shelo baka b'shas havest. So according to the Ran, even if you have a vest kavua, if you're supposed to do a bedika b'yam vest, if you didn't do it, so then if we have no evidence that you saw dam, we're not choshesh that you saw dam, and she's going to be b'taras abayla even without a bedika. Says the Rashba, taras abayla aruch dalet amabez, hayel a vest she'eno kavua, im lo badka b'shir vest. If a woman has a vest she'eno kavua and she didn't do bedika and she didn't see dam, she's tahora. Vein asricha bedika the kol shelo hergisha b'dam b'shas vesta afa pishelo badka reizu b'cheskas tahora kevin she'ela vest kavua she'en iser onuzi amidarbana medvar murim b'vest she'eno kavua ba v'hayel abapachas me'ona b'enonis aval ona b'enonis she'ilu shloshim yom harei yelaka vest kavua l'dabar zeh Asura Satar. So the Rashba is like the Bali Tosos, that you require a bedika for a vest kavua in order to be matra labayla, even if the bedika is going to be after the onus of vest. And the Rashba says that onabeninis is treated as a vest kavua. So even if a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, onabeninis has the same status as a vest kavua, and then you require a bedika in order to be matzil abayla. So that's the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch that we just saw. The first position of the Mechaber is that the bedika, even for a vest kavua, is not ma'akev to be matzil the woman labayla. And the second position, the Yesh Omrim, is that it is in fact liyikuva, and that's the position we started with Tosvos on Tezayin Amud Aleph. And the Rama said, hachi nohug to be machmir, that where there's a vest kavua or an eno benonis, that she's going to be a surah labayla without bedika. Now, normally in Klali Yapsak in the Mechaber, Stam V'yesh Omrim, Halacha Kistam. So we would expect if we saw this sif in Shulchan Aruch in a vacuum, that the Mechaber is paskening like the first opinion, Lekula, that there's no requirement for bedika, La'achar Onas Avest. However, Rav Avadya points out that if you look in the Mechaber and Kuf Pei Tes, you see that's not the case. Take a look at Kuf Pei Tes if Dalet. Kuf Pei Tes if Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Od yesh chilek bein kavaso gimel pa'amim lilo kavaso gimel pa'amim. So there's the following difference between a ves kavua and a ves she'eno kavua. Sha kavua, afa pisha avro nasa v'lo regisha asur l'shamesh asha tivdok. If you have a vest kavua, you're not allowed to have tashmish until you do bedika. You didn't do bedika, that's fine. So here the Mechaber is paskening like his Yesh Omrim in Kuf Peidal, like the Rashba, that a bedika is necessary to be matir a woman labayla, even l'achar onus aves, if she has a ves kavua or an ona benonis. So despite the presentation here in Kuf Pei Dalet of Stam v'achar kach yesh omrim, you see from the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Tes that the Mechaber also agrees to the Rama that we're machmir to require bedika even l'achar onus havest. Now, is there any statute of limitations within which this bedika must be performed? Says the Taz of Katan Yubez, Perish, Afilo Im Lo Badka Ela Adzman Harbe. Velar Minan Shema Nafal Arz Bizman Vest. Nope. however long it takes till you get the bedikah done, you still need, you need a bedikah, and the bedikah is effective. We're not worried that there's too much of a time that elapsed between the Yom HaVest and the bedikah that the bedikah wouldn't be an honest bedikah, so to speak. And the Shach in Sivkot and Kaf Gimel writes as follows. Kosev Beis Yosef, Mimashmos HaPoskim, Afilu Ichres Man Ma, Acher Vest, Kevin Shabbaka, Masa Torah Tahora, V'Yabach Pasak, D'yesh Tahachar, Kamaskan, Sam Mordechai, B'Shem, Ayurayim, Sefer Truma, Goshari Du, B'Shem Smak, has to be Miyat, Tok Shir Vest. Avaloba Katokas Man, it doesn't help. So the Shach is Machmir, that it has to be Tok Shir Vest. Lamaisa, most poskim are meka like the Taz against the Shach, that the bedika doesn't have to be performed immediately after the onus of vest. Anytime the bedika is performed later, it's going to be effective. Okay, Pisley Tshuva in Sivkat and Yudzayin writes as follows: Kishiagia vest, v'im yesh la shah kavua b'yom avest, enus v'icha bedika rak osa shah. Okay. When do you perform the bedikah? We'll talk about this more later. That if you have a specific hour where you used to sing dam, that's the hour when you should perform the bedikah. Then ein la shakavua. But if you have a yom avest, but sometimes you sing in the morning, sometimes you sing in the afternoon. The chayim ba'onin beinanis tzricha bedikah kol ha'ona. Tahaynu shetasa moch da'achuk v'yesham kol ha'ona. So, Pisklei Tshuva quotes, you need to have, from the Chavos Das, you need to have a moch dochuk, the entire ona. So, a woman has an ona beinonis in the summer. So, a summer day could be 15 hours long. So, we discussed earlier the difficulty of a moch dochuk kol bein hashmashos. That 50 minutes is pushing it. The Chavos Das says the woman has to have a moch dochuk in on the day of her ona beinonis, veskavu, let's say, in sonogeya. Day of the ona beinonis for 15 straight hours. That's the Chavos Das. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well in Sif Lamed Ches. Rabbi Morgenstern points out, page 219, the Rishonim that sound this way. Sefer Okeach, Ubodekes Atzma Tadir. What's bodekas atzma tadir? Probably doesn't mean you do bedik every 5 minutes. It means a moch dachuk. Ne'iri lamentasam and beis lahatzrich bedika kol osa hayom. It was kol osa hayom. A bedika kol osa hayom means a moch dachuk, a constant bedika. Says Rav Avadia, quoting some achronim, that even the Chavos Das would acknowledge, even according to the Chavos Das, that you want to be machmir to have a moch dachuk. If a woman has tight-fitting undergarments on, then there's no need for moch dochuk. I mean, you can be mekayim the chumra of the Chavos Das with a tight-fitting undergarment and not require an actual moch dochuk, which in practice would be, generally speaking, impossible to do properly. Rav Ozner writes, Shiri Shevet Alevi, that is not the minhag. It's hard to require a moch dochuk for such a long time. In that presentation, it sounds like maybe in principle, all things being equal, it would be appropriate. But in practice, it's difficult to be mechayev. And Rav Avadia points out, that's actually the Lashon HaTosefta. Taras Habayis, page Kuf Kavzayin, he quotes from the Tosefta, Perek Tes, Sif Beis, Ein mechayev in osa shetehe yada beinina kol hayom. We don't require a moch dochuk. Hello, bodekas pa'amim levesta, pa'amim levesta. Your bodekas times, but not all day. Yeah, Usher.
For Rav Avadia to be mechayev this chumrah, would she need to be wearing glove on?
Say that again.
For the garments. The way to fulfill right. The Chavos Das with a garment, would it need to be lavan? If it's not, what would it do?
That's an interesting question. I guess so. That sounds right. So the Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Os Kaf Beis, he thinks the Chavos Das is difficult to understand because in the Gemara it sounds like you do a bedika bisman aves, not that you're doing a constant bedika. So he thinks that one bedika during the onus of aves is sufficient. All you need is one bedika, and that's what Rabbi Willick says as well. Lamaisa, all you need is one bedika. Rabbi Morgenstern does say, page 221, that even though the Chazon Ish, what he wrote in Sefer, is Maker Adin, that all you need is one bedika, but the Chazon Ish Lamaisa paskin to be both like a few times a day and just be cognizant, have an awareness the entire day without giving a shear for what that looks like. But Lamaisa to be bodek more than once. And that's what Ramosh also writes, Chela Gimel Simen Memtes, Chela Gimel Simen Memtes, to be bodek a number of times a day. So we'll discuss next time. I have to go now, I apologize. We'll discuss next time some of the more details of when to perform bedikas beyom avest and bedikos in avest she'eino kavua. And then we'll go on. I had anticipated making more headway in the siman today, but Bli Neder will hopefully finish the siman next time. Okay.
Okay.
I think on Wednesday, if it's okay, we'll go back to 3 o'clock. I just had something else earlier today, and you couldn't do it at 3. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Very good. Okay. Hatzlacha. Have a great day.
Take care, everybody.
Bye bye.
Go to.